Welcome back to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna, Baron of the Backstretch, with you once again this morning. And a little trip down memory lane for our next guest, Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen. He has saddled actually three winners of the Amsterdam. He won it for the first time in Buana Charlie. That call you just heard from Tom Durkin, came back and won it again the following year with Santana Strings, and then wrapped up a third one with Holy Boss in 2015. Larry Colmus had the call of that race. If he can win with Yoppin later today, it will be a fourth win for Steve, and he will tie Todd Pletcher at the top of the list for trainers who have saddled the most winners of this graded stake. And Steve is with me now here on HRRN. Steve, appreciate the visit on a busy morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you get a chance to equal Todd Pletcher. You're going to have to beat him with a horse that you previously trained in Basin if you're going to accomplish that feat later today. But, boy, Yoppin looks like he could be the real deal.
Extremely talented horse. He's jumping off in very deep water with only two races in him. The unique circumstances of this year where the Amsterdam is actually run after the Allen Jerkins. And in late August as opposed to early in the Saratoga meet makes it different.
When did you first know that this horse could really run, Steve?
When Hobie Kite worked him at Miami in 20-3 for the Fazek Tipton 2-year-old in training sale.
Yeah, that'll kind of tip his hand a little bit, won't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, he's an extremely talented horse. You know, very excited to have him for Bill and Corinne Heidelbro. They've showed a great amount of patience with him, and hopefully they'll be rewarded for that patience with a graded stakes win today.
Yeah, you mentioned the timing of this race being a little different here in 2020 with the revamped stakes schedule. Was this kind of the goal all along when you kind of started him and you saw the stakes schedule in New York and you said, okay, this is one that we can point for to get
him
going?
We were a little later than expected with him. Felt that we had originally planned on running him late last year in New Orleans at the fairgrounds. Had some very minor issues that we gave him some time to get over. And so we are later getting him started this year than it was originally planned. And as you mentioned, with the pandemic altered stake schedule everywhere, feel that this is very deep water, accomplished field, all kinds of respect for long weekend. I've run against him on multiple occasions. When the Amsterdam falls in this year's calendar, I feel that Yao Pan deserves this opportunity.
Yeah, and you have a horse to the inside of you in Basin that you know extremely well. He has been in your care until today's race. When that happens, Steve, you have intimate knowledge of that horse. Is there any kind of, I don't know, I'll call it an advantage that you can gain from knowing the competition so well?
I don't believe so. You know, I feel that for us to have success, we need to concentrate on from point A to point B. What is best for each individual horse from a pace scenario, how aggressive we are, all of the above, getting them to the wire as soon as we can sorts out most of your issues with who you're running with.
As I was introducing you, those three previous victories in this race, and we heard the calls of a couple of them with Buana Charlie and Holy Boss, but you think back to that day, believe it or not, 16 years ago with Buana Charlie. It's hard to believe it's been 16 years since he was strutting his stuff. He was really good, Steve.
You know, nice horse up to one turn mile. The first better horses that I was fortunate enough to train for the Heidelbros. And luckily they've hung in there, and we've continued to have some extremely nice horses and some success.
What do you remember about the day 5 years ago with Holy Boss?
It was probably the best race he had run to that point. I thought he really stepped up. Ricardo gave him an excellent ride that day, and he stamped himself as a serious three-year-old sprinter with his victory in the Amsterdam. It was 6.5 back then. With the altered schedule and it being 3/4 makes it a little different this year.
Visiting with Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Steve, next Saturday you shift your focus to the Run for the Roses, and you're going to try and win your first Kentucky Derby with Max Player, who is a horse that is just coming into air for the very first time. What do you know about Max Player?
He is came into the barn in excellent physical and mental condition. You know, Linda Rice did a wonderful job with him. Connections felt that for him to, with his very respectable third place finish in the Belmont and the Travers, to turn the tables, just for him to be as acclimated to Churchill Downs and the surface and the surroundings as possible for his one run at the Kentucky Derby.
When you get a horse into your barn, especially a high caliber horse like this, Steve, and they're kind of new to you and to your program, what are some of the first things that you do as you start getting them ready to get to the races for you?
Well, with Max Player individually, it was watch all of his previous races, observing, feel very comfortable with his attitude, with his demeanor, with how he travels, and have went to the racetrack at Churchill with him, got a few gallops in him, relatively easy work for him by himself, and then added company to it from there. So from a timing standpoint, felt very good about the 3 weeks we had at that point leading up to the Derby, and feel that he is settled in well. Love the fact that he jumped right into the feed tub with the change and has done really well.
Interesting to hear you say that you go back and watch the replays of all of his previous races. It's a lot like a coach who goes back and watches game film. What things stood out to you, Steve, when you watched him and you saw those previous races? What were some of the things that jumped out to you that you picked up on?
We feel that he's a horse that keeps coming. You know, he does. He got a very good action. It uses it very efficiently. And don't feel that he will appreciate the mile and a quarter.
You know, Steve, I said earlier there is only one trainer in the history of the sport that has saddled more winners than you. And, of course, that's Dale Baird. You're now closing in on 9,000 career victories. The Kentucky Derby, man, that's a tough one to get past. It's eluded you, but you've been tantalizingly close on a couple of occasions with Looking at Lee and Nero, and we remember Curlin finishing third and Gun Runner. Why is that race so difficult to add to the resume?
Because it's the most coveted prize in horse racing. But on a very positive note, I'm undefeated in the Kentucky Derby in September.
Yeah, great point. I guess that's a good way to look at it, and we'll see if Max Player can keep Steve Asmussen undefeated in September in the Run for the Roses. Which one of those, Steve, which one of those keeps you up most at night, the ones that you were so close with?
It's a situation where if the Derby was run in September on those years, would Curlin or Gun Runner been beatable? They're just horses that came around and continued to improve, and the circumstances of this year allow for that. If the Derby would have been run in May, you would have had a considerably different field, and it'll be extremely interesting, but I'm not. Don't worry about looking back. You just worry about looking forward. If the next one you run wins, we'll be okay.
All right, so finish the sentence for me then. If Max Player wins next Saturday, to win the Kentucky Derby for Steve Asmussen would be what?
It would be next. I mean, it's race. We've been very fortunate, very blessed in horse racing, and have had accolades that you would never have dreamed of. But next morning the alarm clock will go off. You better get up, go to work, because you won't get a head start because of what you did yesterday. And I think that's the beautiful thing about this sport. You know, no matter how bad yesterday was, they won't put you behind the gate. No matter how good yesterday was, they're not going to put you in front. You got to wash, rinse, repeat. Just keep going.
Oh, this has been quite a year for you on a personal level, too, with your family. You're a wonderful family man, and your son, Keith, has started down the path of riding races, and he won his first race. You were there. Keith was on this program as our industry star of the week maybe a month ago or so, and that moment, I know you said that was you were as proud that day, and that was as special a moment as you've had in this sport, maybe even more special than all the wins.
Exceeded it easily. For, you know, Keith James, he's 5'10". For the pandemic, when he's in his fourth year at the University of Texas, Combs School of Business in the master's program, when they went online and he asked, about coming to Oaklawn and getting on horses, and it allowed for him to be getting on horses, exercising horses for a prolonged period of time that allowed him to get to a fitness and for him to have the discipline and the talent to get done what he has done is extremely impressive and extremely proud of his accomplishments. And for me being in a racing family, my dad riding before me, my older brother Cash, the success he had, it's just to see your son fulfill a dream of his to ride, to actually ride races, let alone have success, is hard to describe.
Yeah, he told me he had to be persistent, too. He had to keep on you and your wife, Julie, and keep asking to do this, but he finally cracked you somehow. He finally broke you.
Well, very concerning, with his height, to get to that weight safely and responsibly. But as I mentioned, the discipline that he has shown to do so and to ride successfully, just extremely proud of him. And him in racing, it's not a no keep score sport. They're not going to hand it to you. You got to physically do it. And for him to ride races professionally, ride races with success, that is an accomplishment that will always be his.
Now, Steve Asmussen with me here on HRN. Steve, listen, appreciate the visit. Good luck in the Amsterdam today. Continued success with the family, and all the best in the Run for the Roses next Saturday.
Well, thank you very much.